Now that, of course, is John Brown's Body. John Brown's Body was a song that was written, obviously, after John Brown stood up to create the revolution he was trying to make to free the enslaved peoples of America. The song was popular in the Union with many people, not with everybody. And during the American Civil War, it was sung all over the place. But some people didn't like all the lyrics. But there was a woman whose husband helped fund John Brown's revolution. His name was Sam Howe. And Julia Ward Howe became one of the great writers of America, heard the song, and with that same tune, with the same thought, wrote the Battle Hymn of the Republic out of John Brown's song. So we honor that in this day. And we say happy birthday to a couple people as we end our day in history. This is a day that George Gallup was born in 1901, who brings us all of the polling that we use all the time on this program and everybody else's program. As we say happy birthday to the great Margaret Atwood, born in 1939, the great Canadian writer who's been a guest on the show numerous times. That is this day in history. And let me just encourage you all to go to steinershow.org to find out the rest of this day in history. We'll be right back with our guest. Carlos Muhammad is in the studio. As we go out, you're hearing Sheila Jordan. She was one of the great jazz singers and songwriters in America, born on this day. And she pioneered bebop scat singing. Charlie Parker called her the singer with the million-dollar ears, and won the National Endowment of Arts and Jazz Master Award in 2012. So we leave you a little Sheila Jordan before we talk to Carlos Muhammad. Don't go away.
Met the divine missile. I like to rubble his plumage front of my aureole. Messed around with that jaybird till he singed her wing. Forgiving is easy.
Minister Louis Farrakhan will be speaking here at Morgan State University this Saturday, November the 2nd, 22nd, excuse me, at the Murphy Fine Arts Center for the second annual Blacks United Summit International Conference. To talk about that and about what's happening is Minister Carlos Muhammad, who's not appeared in the show for at least 10 years, much too long, Baltimore representative for Minister Louis Farrakhan and student minister for Muhammad Mosque number 6 in Baltimore. Welcome. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you for having me, Mark. It's been a long time.
A long time. Good
long,
to see
long
you.
Long time. I think the last time we did this, we were somewhere else.
We were somewhere else.
Yeah. But it's good that you're still on air, lighting up the airwaves with information and thought-provoking conversation. And so we're very thankful that you would give us some time today to talk about this historic event.
First of all, what is this conference? What is the Blacks United Summit International Conference?
Well, basically, BUSY is a conference that was started by some college students from the HBCUs. And as a result, they had their first conference, I believe, back in 2012, in which they decided they wanted as their keynote speaker the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
At the first
one in Nashville, mm-hmm. Tennessee. Uh-huh. And as a result, some of the students from Morgan State University heard about it, and so they went out because also former MSU president, Earl Richardson, was also one of the panelists at the conference as well. And as a result, the students that participated felt that when they got back home, they were very inspired, that they wanted to bring BUSY to the campus of Morgan State University. And as the impact of Minister Farrakhan with those student leaders, they said, we don't need to look for another keynote speaker. We want Minister Farrakhan to come back and be the keynote. So the minister agreed then in 2012 that he would be the keynote speaker, God willing, that if they had it, he would be here. And so that's been the journey since 2012, and we're right about here now.
Here we are. It's going to be Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
So now this is actually coming. He'll be here on what may be the heels of a momentous decision taking place. In Ferguson, and many people that we talked about in the show yesterday in the community are very anxious because of the potential acquittal of Darren Wilson, that will mean. But also larger questions it raised. I'm sure in some senses Minister Farrakhan will probably address that.
Well, we don't know actually what the minister will address, though the Mike Brown issue is a topic for the BUSY conference.
Mm-hmm.
If we reflect back, and for those that are listening, if you can YouTube this, on August the 17th of this year, the minister, during the big time of what we saw taking place in Ferguson with the protest, came out and addressed the theme of the troubled world. What must we do? Because it wasn't just Ferguson. It was many things that was happening at the time with Palestine and
right.
other situations that was going on. And he addressed the Mike Brown situation on August the 17th. So, again, if that takes place, I'm pretty sure it will greatly affect the direction in which the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan decides to deliver that message. And so you're right. I mean, it's a lot happening. It's a lot of build up in this time that we're in.
What's the essence of this conference? I mean, what's going to the minister will speak when?
On Saturday. He's the closing. Closing featured speaker for the conference.
And how old is Minister Farrakhan now?
He's 81 years old.
The energy he has at 81, given all the illness he went through and came back, is utterly amazing.
Well, when we look at the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he's a man that is committed in his drive and resolve and perseverance in terms of what it is that he says. Many of us and many leaders say things, but they don't follow it up with action. But the track record and the character of Minister Farrakhan, despite controversy, has been one that he is a man of his word, and his resolve is to implement knowledge and motivate future generations. And this is why he really wants to come and speak to these students. So Morgan State University students, go on over to the box office at the Carl J. Murphy Fine Arts Center and pick your ticket up. It is absolutely free.
Oh, really?
And that's the only way the students on the campus, you have to go to the box office and get one. For the public, if you want to come out and hear Minister Farrakhan, drop by Muhammad Mosque number 6. You can go right now, 3306 Garrison Boulevard, and 410-367-9371. You can go by and pick up a ticket. They're limited, so hurry, go get you a ticket.
Right, because you know that the auditorium is huge, but it's going to fill up.
Yes.
I mean, whenever Minister Farrakhan comes to anybody's town, this is standing room only.
Yes. And what's it? But, hey, Mark, I have to give a historical context.
Please.
The minister has not been on this campus since 1985.
Really?
1985 was the last time he literally set foot on the campus.
And why is that, you think?
Well, after 1985 and into the 90s, Minister Farrakhan, there was a ban on him speaking because, as you know, that's what the minister did. He traveled many of the colleges all the way up through the, like 92, 93.
Right.
And then it became like, no, he can't come to the campuses. And many presidents and administrations were threatened because of the controversy that follows Minister Farrakhan, that which is not true. But that, nonetheless, it's controversy and it produces mixed feelings. So the minister has always desired in 2004. We had a reparations conference in the city, and the closest he got to the campus was Morganview Apartments, right on Lock Raven Boulevard. But the keynote address was supposed to be on the campus, but once again, he was denied. So, but we thank the administration, the new administration that has stood strongly and welcomed the fact that the minister has a right to bring knowledge to the campus, to this future generation of students. And so Saturday night, 29 years later, he'll be here.
What time will that be taking place?
Program begins at 6 o'clock. Doors will open at 4:30.
Open to anybody in the city?
Yes, sir.
So come get your
ticket. But you have to have a ticket.
Not at the door.
Do not come to the door. Come if you're not a student, come to Muhammad Mosque number 6. But if you're a student,
which is right at Liberty Heights and Garrison, just down the block on Garrison Boulevard.
Absolutely.
Right.
But if you're a Morgan State University student, all you have to do is go to the Fine Arts Center, show your ID, and you will be given a ticket. There's no cost for this.
You know, and I think it's important also, whether we're talking about the efforts to stop Minister Farrakhan or anybody else who's speaking on campus, and the matter of free speech, of having the right of people to be heard, and of the issues that the minister raises, disagree or disagree, it's important the things that he tackles for us to wrestle with. And I think the kind of idea to silence him and not hear his voice makes a little sense. So I'm glad to see Morgan State University is bringing him back again.
Yes, absolutely. And the minister did a tour of colleges. Like I said, that's how he ended up in Nashville.
Right.
He went to Prairie View down in Texas. And, I mean, he hit about 5 colleges in Tennessee. And so the students came out. I mean, these beautiful, young, bright minds came out And they will tell you, they are the testimonies, that Minister Farrakhan did not come with a message of hate, but he came with a message of encouragement that these future leaders have a responsibility to take. And as he coined it, he said, you know, whether older generations like it or not, or understand it, these brothers and sisters and these young people are the future leaders, whether we want them to be or not. So it's our duty to implement knowledge and give them a boost in their responsibility to stand up and become future world leaders. Because if change is going to come, it's going to come through them.
And you've been, how long have you been minister at the, or student minister, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. We're all students.
Right. Yeah. At the mosque number 6.
This is November, this month, November 19th. I believe it will make 20 years.
Wow.
So is that tomorrow? That's
wow.
Tomorrow will mark 20 years in which.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Minister Farrakhan came to Baltimore on November 19th. Of 1994, and I was, you know, kind of doing things, but
he
made it official.
And that was shortly after that you first appeared on the Mark Steiner Show.
Absolutely. And we've been rolling ever since. So, yeah.
Right. Well, Minister Carlos Muhammad, it's always a pleasure to have you on. I hope you'll, now that you've been here, it's been a while, it's been at least 8 years since you've joined us in the air, that you will come back and be more of a presence on the program.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Discussions and just everything we do.
And just to let you know, I listen. And I'm so happy that you're on WEAA as we close, because you know what's ironic about Minister Farrakhan's visit? He has been played on this station since 1979.
That's right. That's right.
Unbroken. Since 1979, his messages has been on the airwaves of WEAA.
As so it should be.
So we thank Kwasi Mfume, who was the program director at the time, for putting the first
tape. And your student, my student, the wonderful Faraji Muhammad.
Yes.
Hosts that show and... lovely, incredibly bright young man. So
yes.
I'm glad he told me about this and made sure we had this on the air.
Yes, sir. And I thank Faraji, because that's the future.
He is the future.
He is the future.
He is the future.
Yes. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Minister Carlos Muhammad is the Baltimore representative for Minister Louis Farrakhan. He is the minister at Mosque Number 6, which is at Liberty Heights in Garrison, which is where you have to go to get tickets if you're not a student. And the address again is
3306 Garrison Boulevard. You can call 410-367-9371.
And students at Morgan State University, go over to the Murphy Fine Arts Center to pick up your ticket. Minister Farrakhan will be speaking at Morgan State University this Saturday, November the 22nd, at the Murphy Fine Arts Center for the second annual Blacks United Summit International Conference on Saturday night. And Minister Carlos Muhammad, thank you, brother, for being here.
Thank you so much.
We're going to tackle a very tough subject coming up in the next part of our program, the controversy swirling around Bill Cosby. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Let's hear it for Thelonious Monk.